The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
Well, welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern time is go through our live mortgage rates for different programs. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic each day. Today's topic is going to be manufactured home loans, something very specific and also something very popular nowadays. So our sales manager, Jose, will take us into a deep dive into manufactured home loans here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is pull up our live rate. So, Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and let's see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch the screens. We will check that. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals. What's the general rates and APR for today, April 2nd, just after 11 a.m. So all the standard programs are live here. If you'd like a full breakdown, a loan estimate that I our members, we have over 300 loan officers that can help you out. For the demo, as we do every day, we'll set a basic scenario to compare. We'll do 4,000 loan amount. Set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for a conforming conventional. And we'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options here. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed here to start, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, Florida, County of Miami-Dade, and for all the demos, an estimated credit score here of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40. So let's check out the conforming options this morning. And it did go up a tad here, 6.49 rate for 2.25 discount points, puts the final APR at 6.765. So good option for our borrowers looking for conventional here. Now, if for any reason our borrowers don't qualify for conventional, typically the next option we want to pull up is an FHA option. FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues as well as a much higher debt to income ratio. However, we'll keep everything identical here so we can compare apples to apples across the scenario. All we've changed here is the loan type to FHA for our borrowers that may need a little help. And looks like this one hasn't quite jumped up yet. The conventional went up a tad. This might go up as well today here. 5.5 rate, 2.5 discount, final APR 0.441. So good option today. Conventional coming in quite a bit lower than conventional there for our customers that qualify for both. And our customers that need FHA, definitely welcome sight that this APR does include all of the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance. So great option for our borrowers that need to use it. It is about the same as conventional. And where we love to specialize is if, unfortunately, our customer doesn't qualify for any reason for a standard FHA or conventional program. Most other banks or lenders have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to come up with our 5,000 other options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So when we select this option, we get new income types so we can try to qualify our borrower. So if our borrower doesn't qualify with full doc, which is what we use for FHA conventional, that's 2 years of tax returns, we'll need to use an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. We also have the investor DSCR programs, which are just for investments. But our personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use today. And many use income 1099 P&L, all kinds of different options. But the 12-month bank statement is the most popular. And that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers when they submit tax returns may have write-offs and may not qualify at all or just may need a little bit of extra income. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. To income ratio of 40% in our example here, which is their cash in the bank. So it helps most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more way. So let's check out the bank statement options. All right, best option this morning, 7% rate, 2.3 discount. Puts the final APR at 7.398. So good option here for our customers that need to use the bank statement option. And if we scroll down, notice there's hundreds of variations. But higher rate costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues that would cause us to not qualify. So tons of options. Please get with our team to find the best ones. And now, before we go into Jose's examples, we always want to do some investment properties as well. So the final two here, we'll do investment properties, $400,000 loan amount, 80% loan, 20% down payment, as usual. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional for investments. And we'll compare that to our non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, the government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work here for investments. So we'll set up our first option, conforming conventional. Occupancy is set to investment. That's the only change we have here to our other demos. So let's see the investment options for conventional. Yeah, the conventional rates went up a touch, so now the portfolio option is a little bit better still. Notice the portfolio option doesn't really move much, so this portfolio option is not a true conventional. Guidelines does allow us to not have the loan level price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie have for the true conventional. So the best option here, portfolio, 6.25 rate, 3.375 discount points, puts the APR at 7.277, same APR we've had on this program for a while. And notice the conventional options raised up a little bit from yesterday. So this one is a FHA, Freddie Mac option, either or. And we're at 7% rate for 3-point discount point. And the final APR of 7.419. So as conventional rates come down, we should see it jump up top of this portfolio option. But for today, the portfolio option is a good one. So definitely recommend our customers check that out. And all of our investors also check out our QM option. So final demo here, set up the same setup, and this time we'll select expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So now we have our new boxes pop up. First, we must select our income type. As we do every day, the most popular income type for investments is our DSCR option here. That's because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. We're simply going to use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to calculate a DSCR value. Stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the rents can cover the expenses, aka the property is going to cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for under one, but for the demo, we put 1.5 so we can always see the most common options. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard. 3 years is standard on this program. That's what we always set for the demo. We can select no prepay. That will limit the programs and cost more. We can also select 5 years, which will limit the programs that show up, but does save our customers some money that want to hold properties. 3 years is most common. That's what we always use here for the demo. So let's check out the DSCR options. Smoking. So back to beating conventional by quite a bit here with DSCR. Amazing. 6.875 rate, 3.275 discount points. Put the final APR at 7.372. Beating conventional, as I say every day, I would say 100% of investors would take the DSCR option here, especially when it's beating conventional. Even when it's not beating conventional, investors go with this option. So great here that we can actually beat conventional today. Absolutely amazing. And as we scroll down, some of these other options may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, and other property types and such. So tons of different flexibility comes in once we get into our DSCR program. And that is our live pricing for today. Let's get into today's topic, manufactured homes. So manufactured homes, definitely popular as prices have increased, right? So a good option for our borrowers out there that need to have some flexibility. Manufactured homes, very popular, and our investors obviously love these as well. So Jose has of the programs we can use for these types of properties. So Jose, if you're ready, let's check out some actual examples here.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Manufactured homes, like Nick was saying, very hot segment of the market. we definitely are seeing a lot of traction in the manufactured homes because, like Nick was mentioning, the affordability factor, right? We're having a real issue with inventory throughout the country, and that has affected the inventory and has affected the pricing. So manufactured homes, definitely a much more affordable option. And gaining a lot of traction, we talk about manufactured homes, and we talk about our one-time close option as well. And we like talking about manufactured homes, not just in agency, but non-QM. So we do have some choice options for you today. So let me go ahead and share my options with you. Because at Mortgage Calculator, we definitely love uncovering all opportunities for our borrowers in the market. So let's go with the highest LTV options first. Our first is our manufactured home VA purchase, 100% LTV. Again, here, 7.125 is our lowest cost option and 6.5% lowest rate option. And if you have this a seller paying closing cost credit to the buyer, you can certainly get a lower rate, because the rates we're showing you here are the lowest compliant rates for our points and fees test. But if you have seller paid credit, we definitely have options lower than 6.5% that we can offer you. And our next option, another great 100% LTV option, is our USDA purchase. That's a great combination. USDA loans, which are rural in nature, with manufactured home, that's going to equal a nice low price for our purchasers. And talking about low prices, we always love when we have lender credits, especially with our 100% LTV financing options. So here's 7.125%. offers a lender credit, actually a $2,000 lender credit. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.125%. Pretty amazing rate there for our 100% LTV manufactured home purchase. No loan level price adjustments there, by the way. So now here is our FHA purchase, 96.5% LTV on our manufactured home purchase. And look at these rates again. Lender credit, 7% with a $614 lender credit. And you can buy that down all the way to 5.875%. Love when I'm seeing those fives there in the rate, especially for a manufactured home. Now, our next option, by the way, on the agency loans, I should let you know that Freddie Mac is definitely friendlier towards manufactured homes than Fannie Mae. When we're talking about conventional, Freddie Mac is more manufactured home friendly. This is the Freddie Mac Choice One program with amazing rate options here. You're looking at 7.49 with a lender credit, and you can buy that down to 6.49% as our lowest rate option for our Freddie Mac Choice Home purchase, 95% LTV. So I did promise you some extra special stuff, and here we got it. Manufactured Home DSCR purchase. Now it is 70% maximum, 70% LTV max, should I say, for our manufactured home purchase using DSCR. And I'd have a very choice rate here for you. This is a fully lender paid option, 9.25% interest rate, no points, right? Zero loan discount on this 9.25 rate. So this is the par rate. You could definitely buy it down a little bit, definitely into the eights. So 70% maximum LTV, 9.25% is our par rate for our manufactured home purchase with DSCR guidelines. And I have the DSCR cash out refi is 65% LTV. and a great 9.375 rate. That's a pretty amazing par rate for this manufactured home cash out refi using DSCR guidelines. Pretty amazing stuff there. Now, a couple more cash outs just so that you can put into perspective the great deal that I showed you, which was DSCR cash out of a manufactured home, 65% max. Well, I'll let you know that for a conventional loan, the maximum LTV on the cash out for a manufactured home is also 65% LTV. Right, Fannie and Freddie are pretty strict on the cash out for a manufactured home. So that 65% LTV max that I showed you for the DSCR looks really sweet now, right? That one was 9.375 at par. Here we're 7.625 costing us a half a point. There was not a par option here. And then from there, you can buy it down to 6.875% for your 65% LTV. And this is the Manufactured Home Advantage Program. I would like to state that's a specialty program that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has for manufactured homes that are newer. Can't exactly remember the year built for this home, if it's 92 or 96, but there is, you know, it can't be an old, can't go all the way back to 1976, for example, which is the oldest that we can do under these types of programs. So for the Manufactured Home Advantage, does have to be a newer manufactured home. And I think it's like a 1 point betterment in the cost of the rate. So good options here again, 7.625 lowest cost option, 6.875 gross rate option. And then for our FHA manufactured home cash out, it is like the other FHA programs, maximum 80% LTV. No loan level price adjustment here for our FHA loan. So you see again, amazing 7% rate with a lender credit of $509.125. And you can buy that down all the way to 5.875%. So basically same rates that we had on the purchase. And our last option is our VA manufactured home cash out refi up to a 90% LTV. And we do have 7.625 as our lowest cost option, 6.625 as our lowest rate option for VA cash out refi, up to 90% LTV. So many great options for your manufactured home loans here at the Mortgage Calculator. We showed you the obvious ones, right? The VA, the FHA, the USDA, but we also showed you a couple more interesting ones like the 5% down Freddie Mac Choice Home with great rates, right? And our DSCR, 70% purchase and 65% cash out. That's probably the best one of them all because the investors love the DSCR loans and they love manufactured homes. So go ahead, put yours together, and we'll be sure to quote you out a great deal.
All right. Thank you, Jose. So let's see here some questions. I do see one question coming through here, which is, does the purchase include the land, which really kind of brings up just a more clarification point, right, Jose? So can you expand on what it means?
Absolutely. Yes. Not included. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, because if the purchase did not include the land, then we will be talking about a mobile home, right, which is basically like a trailer and not a manufactured home, right? A manufactured home is a mobile home that has transitioned into real property, real estate, when it got permanently affixed to the land. So there is an affidavit that has to be provided. Usually the title company obtains it, which is called the affidavit of affixture. That is the affidavit that documents the exact day that the manufactured home was born, right? That's the day they transitioned from a mobile home to a manufactured home, because that's the day that they were permanently affixed to the land via a more or less permanent foundation, wheels taken off, skirts put in place so that it looks like a home and not a trailer. So it always includes the land. And on top of that, if any of the question maybe had to do with one-time construction loans, you can buy the land and a new manufactured home as well with a one-time close construction loan.
All right. Let's see here. I do not see any other questions, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up, though. But like Jose said, great thing to know, especially right now in the inventory market that there is right now, as well as the fact that investors love the DSCR loans for manufactured homes, right? Great, great opportunity right now. So with that being said, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.